Laws can tell us what to do, but they can't exactly change hearts. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we're tackling the Christian response to the reproductive rights movement in just a moment. On a different note, Islam's most holy month is nearly over. In the waiting, have you asked God to move in people's hearts? Something to consider. We'll begin today's program in the United States. Pro-life Americans have their sights set on overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion across the country. With pro-life bills making headway in states like Alabama and Georgia, there's a good chance challenging cases could go to the Supreme Court. But Eric Verstraete, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says overturning Roe v. Wade is not the end goal, because ultimately, reversing abortion legislation won't change hearts or bring healing.
Whether or not it goes to the Supreme Court, frankly, the bigger issue for me is how are we creating support within our churches? How are we tearing down the shame walls that have been up for years and years and years so that we can support people in all areas of their life with all the decisions that they're making? We believe the right decision in the abortion discussion is to save that baby, to not have an abortion.
Verstraete knows of one woman who'd had an abortion in her past and wanted to counsel other post-abortive women in her church. At first, her pastor didn't think there were any post-abortive women in the congregation, but eventually, he announced this woman's counseling services.
After the service, 12 women walked up to get prayed for, to get some counseling from this woman.
Pray for opportunities to show Christ's love in the pro-life conversation. Next, Christians in Indonesia face some of the harshest forms of persecution, and recently, Christian girls have been targeted by Muslim men. World Missions' Greg Kelly tells us.
Influential leaders are literally training young men to target Christian girls to impregnate them. And that's a way that they target them to try and sort of diffuse the spread of Christianity, because the family of the Christian girl is so ashamed that it's almost they're forced into marrying that daughter into a Muslim family. And the Muslim who are being trained to do this, they understand that. That's why they're doing it. They're taking a Christian into a Muslim family so they can influence.
These girls often become second or third wives and have very little freedom. Yet many remain Christians in secret.
Becoming the third wife to a Muslim guy, probably being withheld the basic human rights that a lot of women in America take for granted, living in many cases underground, but they still have the opportunity to raise a child, to influence a child. And so it's not like the impact of the gospel ends there. It just puts this young lady into an incredibly difficult set of circumstances, but her influence doesn't end.
So what can we do? We can pray for the girls who've been attacked, or we can partner with World Mission as they give hope to these girls. And from Muslim-majority Indonesia, we'll turn to the Islamic calendar. Ramadan, a holy month of fasting observed by millions of Muslims worldwide, is more than halfway over. For many believers from a Muslim background, Ramadan is a hallmark of their former life. It's also a reminder for BMBs like Nada that their loved ones lack the freedom and truth that they have through Christ.
I remain to be the only Christian in my family. It's very hard to open up and speak in truth with them, but I do it when the Lord gives me that opportunity to share about Him and the gospel.
In many Muslim countries, choosing Christ is viewed as a rejection of Islam. It's a mark of shame, and sometimes conversion even carries a death sentence.
And I do have to be very careful with whom I share with, because there are a lot of Islamic folks out there that are very radical, that are diehard, and will do anything in their power to shut the mouth up of the person who speaks against Islam.
Even with few opportunities, Nada shares her faith when she can, especially with her family.
Ultimately, the Lord will be the one that's going to grow that seed in the areas that I've planted with my family.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.